Intercessory Prayer, Chapter 8, Getting Started and Keeping Going. Key verse, but when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Introduction. During our study of intercessory prayer, we have learned what it is, the spiritual resources provided to enable us to do it, and how to do this type of praying. We have also considered the model intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ, and learned to identify and deal with hindrances to effective praying. This final chapter provides suggestions on how to get started and keep going in this ministry of intercessory prayer. Organizing for prayer. If you want to be an effective intercessor, then you need to have time to pray. One way to do this is to plan for regular prayer times individually and with others. The New Testament reveals the following structure for organizing prayer forces. Personal prayer. Prayer is to be made on an individual basis in private. But when you go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Set aside a special time each day for prayer, preferably early in the morning before you begin your day. If you are not a morning person, then select another time that is more suitable. This is the time when you will perform your priestly ministry of standing before God with praise and worship, and between God and man with petitions and intercession. Before you begin to intercede, have a time of personal repentance and ask God to cleanse you from all sin. Repentance is foundational to effective intercession. Two, praying together. Two, praying together is the smallest unit of corporate prayer. Its biblical structure as its inherent power is revealed in the following scripture. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Find a friend who wants to be an intercessor and begin to pray regularly together. If you are married, you might want to choose your mate. If you have someone praying with you, they can help you keep going when you get discouraged. Small groups. Small groups, sometimes called prayer cells, consist of more than two individuals joining together in intercession. There is great power when two or three people join together for this purpose. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. You might want to meet weekly for prayer with a small group of friends, co-workers, or relatives. Total congregational prayer. The entire church should also join together in times of corporate intercession. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Acts chapter 12, verse 5, reveals that constant intercession was made by the church for Peter when he was in prison. If you are a pastor, it is your responsibility to plan such times of corporate prayer. Creating a personal prayer manual. It is helpful to create a personal prayer manual to direct your intercession. Use a notebook with dividers for different sections. You might include sections for study notes on intercession and fasting, your city, state, and nation. Obtain maps of your city, state, and nation to pray over them. Obtain lists of political and religious officials and pray over them by name. Personal intercession. List personal prayer needs for your family, friends, and others and intercede for these each day. Record prayers that are answered to encourage yourself in the ministry of intercession. Your church. Obtain an organizational chart for your church or a list of the names of the leaders and pray for them each day. Pray for each member of your church by name. Your ministry. Intercede for your own personal ministry. If you teach a Bible class, pray for your students. If you are a pastor, pray for each person in your congregation by name. If you are a parent, pray for your children who are part of your ministry. If you are a missionary or evangelist, pray for open doors for the gospel, for your converts, disciples, and co-workers. International intercession. Set aside a section for intercession for the nations of the world and the extension of the kingdom of God. Since Harvest Time International Network is focused on world evangelism, we want to link all of our mission efforts together through prayer. Because of this, we provide the following detailed guidelines for international intercession. International intercession. Here is a special guide to international intercession that may be used individually, in small groups, or by the entire church fellowship. Praise Go God, 10 minutes. We enter God's presence by thanksgiving and praise. Psalms 100, verse 4. Intercession for the world in general, 10 minutes. Before you begin to intercede, pray a prayer of personal repentance. Then pray for the world in general for a new spiritual hunger throughout the world. God to raise up a worldwide force of international intercessors. The growth and development of the church all over the world. God to raise up laborers for the harvest. Unity and cooperation among existing churches and missions. A revival of zeal and compassion to win the lost. Wise use of material resources by believers to spread the gospel. Ask God to provide the necessary finances and to raise up those willing and capable of funding evangelistic efforts. Open doors of utterance to share the gospel. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. Closed countries to open to the gospel. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Receptivity in those who hear the gospel. Romans chapter 15, verses 30 through 31. Major world issues affecting the spread of the gospel. For the hearts of government and political leaders to be receptive to the work of missions and evangelism. Laborers planting new churches and missions. Believers who are imprisoned or suffering because of their commitment to Christ or because of their ministry. The work of Bible translators throughout the world. Christian correspondence courses, training institutes, and Bible colleges throughout the world. National Christian workers. The cross-cultural missionary force. A move of God among the young people. They are the future leaders of the church. Revelation of the right strategy to reach each nation and village of the world. Ask God to reveal it to those laboring in these regions. Pray for organizations engaged in mission research and strategy. Protection for laborers from the attacks of Satan. Bind the activities of Satan coming against believers and nations. Pray for deliverance from those who oppose the gospel. Romans chapter 15, verses 30 through 31. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. The biblical worldview to be spread among believers and that they will become participators instead of spectators of God's plan. Those who work in secular occupations of various nations in order to spread the gospel. Believers in armed forces stationed in various regions of the world. They can be an effective force in spreading the gospel. The work of religious media such as gospel recordings, films, cassette tapes, Christian radio, and television. The work of medical, relief, and social missions that combine medical and physical assistance with the spreading of the gospel. Missionary aviation organizations and their dedicated pilots who fly missionaries and supplies to various regions of the world. the work among immigrants and refugees of the world, the binding with spiritual powers of Satan that are influencing nations and regions, that such powers exist is illustrated by the prince that had power over Persia in the time of Daniel. These powers explain why some nations are more receptive to the gospel than others. Certain spirits are active in various regions. Until they are bound, these regions will not be receptive to the gospel. Intercession for one area of the world. 10 minutes. Use a world map as you pray for the nations. Here are some specific things to pray about for each nation. Current events. You can keep aware of specific prayer needs by observing current news events in the nation or by keeping in contact with Christian workers there. The churches of the nation. Those laboring in the spiritual harvest fields of this nation. Those planting churches, national workers, training institutes, missionaries, Bible translators, etc. All believers in this nation. Unreached peoples of the nation. Binding the powers of Satan operating this nation. Those forces which would come against the spread of the gospel or close the nation to evangelism efforts. In every society, there are basically 7 areas which shape the thinking of individuals and the destiny of the nation. These are the home and family, the church, education, arts and entertainment, media, government, and business. Intercede for each of these areas. Intercession for a specific missionary or agency. 10 minutes. By keeping in touch with the missionary or agency, you will be aware of specific needs for which to pray. Have your name put on the list to receive their newsletter or prayer bulletin. Prayer for one unreached people group. 10 minutes. The 5 major unreached people groups are Buddhists, Hindus, tribal peoples, Muslims, and Chinese. Pray for spiritual hunger among these groups. Pray for laborers to share the gospel with them. Pray for revelation of the proper strategy to reach each individual group. Pray for those already attempting to reach these people. Personal prayer. 10 minutes. Consider your own personal needs in relation to the world. How do your personal needs relate to God's global purpose and your part in it? Even your most personal concerns should somehow relate to God's plan for the nations. Seek God for ways you can fulfill your part of the commission to reach the nations of the world with the gospel of the kingdom. How can you better equip yourself to do this? How can you begin right now? How can you free more of your personal time and finances for the cause of world missions? Problems that must be overcome. Everyone who has ever prayed effectively faced problems that had to be overcome. Conquering these challenges is part of intercession. To strive in prayer means to struggle through those hindrances which would restrain or even prevent us entirely from continuing in persevering prayer. It means to be so watchful at all times that we can notice when we become slothful in prayer and that we can go to the spirit of prayer to have this remedied. Dr. O. Halsby. Take each problem you face to God, who through the spirit of prayer or the Holy Spirit will help you remedy it. Here are some common problems you might face. Lack of time. We always find time for what we really want to do. Lack of time is not an excuse. The busier you are, the more you need to intercede. Set a time for prayer and do not let anything intrude in that time. Do not base the time you spend in prayer on what others may spend, because you may need more or less time depending on the subject matter of your prayer. Intercession does not have to be lengthy to be effective. Consider the effectiveness of the prayer of the thief on the cross. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Or the publican's earnest appeal, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. In contrast to the Pharisee's long, self-righteous prayer. Distractions. Try to minimize interruptions during intercession. Leave instructions with your mate, secretary, or friend that you are not to be disturbed during this time. If you have a telephone, let someone take messages, disconnect it, or use an answering machine. Do not pray where a radio or television set is in use. Soft Christian music in the background sometimes covers other distracting noises like nearby traffic or conversation by others. Tiredness. If you grow weary or sleepy during prayer time, try walking while you pray or praying out loud. Lack of desire. Desire for the ministry of intercession can be systematically developed. It starts with the discipline of doing it regularly, whether you feel like it or not. Our entire Christian experience is based on faith, not feeling. When you begin to see the results of intercession in your own life and in the lives of others for whom you are interceding, your prayer time will be transformed from discipline to delight. For who is it who gives you the desire? God, of course. Does he give it to you in order that it may stay unfulfilled? That is impossible. He implants within you a desire for something with the intention of giving you that very thing. He will infallibly give it to you if you ask for it in the right way, and he assists you to make the petition. Jean-Nicolas Gru. The beginning of the end. We have come to the end of our study on intercession. In reality, however, it is not an end but a beginning. You have just received the most powerful spiritual resource available to the body of Christ, that of intercession. Through intercession, you can go spiritually anywhere in the world. Your prayers can penetrate unreached nations and cross through geographical, cultural, and political barriers. You can affect the destiny of individuals and entire nations. You can actually help save lives and souls of men and women, boys and girls. You have joined in an intimate partnership with God through intercession. You can pray with confidence, knowing that the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, "Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand." Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Isaiah chapter 14, verses 26 to 27. The Lord of hosts has a purpose, and no force of the world, flesh, demons, hell, or Satan himself will impede it. You are now part of that divine purpose through the ministry of intercession. We close with this powerful description of intercession by Canon Liden. Is it true that intercession is simply compliance with habit, dull and mechanical? Let those who have really prayed give the answer. They sometimes describe prayer with the patriarch Jacob as a wrestling together with an unseen power which may last, not infrequently in an earnest life, late into the night hours, or even to the break of day. Sometimes they refer to common intercession with Paul as a concerted struggle. They have, when praying, their eyes fixed on the great intercessor in Gethsemane, upon the drops of blood which fall to the ground in that agony of resignation and sacrifice. Importunity or persistence is the essence of successful intercession. It means not dreaminess, but sustained work. It is through intercession, specially, that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Canon Liden, are you ready to make such a commitment?